Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It is our fall membership drive. More about that in a minute. The fall harvest brings a whole new array of vegetables to your kitchen every year, but most people still relegate those vegetables to salads and side dishes. Cara Mangini has another idea. Lots of ideas, in fact. She is executive chef and owner of Little Eater, a produce-inspired restaurant and specialty store in the North Market with another location on the way in Clintonville, I hope. Cara is also author of The Vegetable Butcher, How to Select, Prep, Slice, Dice, and Masterfully Cook Vegetables from Artichokes to Zucchini. She joins us now. Welcome back, Cara Mangini.
Thank you so much for having me.
My book is it's getting dog-eared by, every time I see you, it's in worse shape, which to me is a sign of a great book.
And it's a great sign. I love to see it.
It's a fantastic book. I cannot promote a book more heartily than I do this one. It's it's just been a joy to use it. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our fall membership drive. And remember, listener support, it's the foundation of our budget. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. For a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer, we send you Cara Mangini's book, The Vegetable Butcher, How to Select, Prep, Slice, Dice, and Masterfully Cook Vegetables from Artichokes to Zucchini. This beautiful book brings the skills of butchery and the world of fresh produce together in 150 original recipes. It's a guide to everything you need to know about cooking vegetables with step-by-step instructions. That's $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120. And you'll support public radio and get this wonderful, useful book as your thank you gift. Visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Again, 1-866-897-9678. This book, I know people who now have pledged twice for this book, once for themselves, for gifts. It's the ultimate kitchen gift, in my opinion.
Totally. And this is the time of year to start stockpiling gifts for the seasons ahead. But it is because, it's really all about vegetable education. It's a celebration of vegetables, but it's about making the cooking of vegetables second nature. And I think all of us can use that bit of education to put vegetables front and center, right in the center of the plate, but to ultimately really find the joy in cooking with these ingredients.
And not be afraid of them. You started out, you were in the corporate world in New York City when you broke away after travels and experiences that started to trigger another part of you and propel you in the direction of cooking. And you learned how to be a vegetable butcher in Little Italy.
At Italy, yes.
I keep saying Little Italy.
It's confusing with the restaurant named Little Eater.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it was an incredibly formative experience for me working at Italy. It was one step, I think, on my path to get me to where I am today. But it was one that really pointed out to me just that need for vegetable education, that people from all over the world really were coming into that store, and I would slice and dice vegetables for people. You could pick out your produce and I would prepare it for you. So when you get home, you're a step closer to getting a meal on the table.
But a lot of people didn't even know what they were going to do with it.
No, I mean, most people didn't even know how to select it, but there was this great curiosity for this beautiful produce that was available at Eataly. So people were really interested, but they didn't know what to do with it. And I was amazed that people, instead of, they could have given me their produce and then walked around the store and had cheese and wine and go up to the beer garden, but they stayed around and they were amazed by these simple tips and tricks and techniques that I was sharing and really excited about the information that I was sharing with them. And that just, to me, it underlined what I already knew, but it was confirmation that, even these, really seasoned cooks in New York and people from all over the world who were interested in cooking didn't really know how to cook vegetables. And, I underlined that takeaway and it really started to lay the foundation, not only for the book, but really for all my work with vegetables.
Right. I would have Cara Mangini on to talk about her book any old day, no questions asked. she also happens to be local. She was a West Coast, East Coast woman for a long time. Still is from the coast. You're from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Yes.
But she lives in Columbus now. She's local. If local is something that matters to you, like All Sides with Ann Fisher, this is yet another great hour, another great opportunity to show that support. Give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, and show your support for 89.7 NPR News, for All Sides with Ann Fisher, and all of the other programming that you look forward to every day. Kara Mangini is now local. We could talk about how that happened in a little while. If you have a question for Kara, you can give us a call, 614-292-8513. Or you can go on to allsides@wosu.org and you can email us there. Yeah, the whole idea of making it the centerpiece of a meal, that is still foreign to a lot of people. I had somebody on Facebook today who said, my daughter wants to go vegetarian or vegan. We're meat eaters. What do I do? And I said, listen to our show today, because this way you can produce something that's a main event for your daughter and have it be a side event for you if you want.
Absolutely. And, you know, for everything that we do at Little Eater, and certainly with the book, is about bringing everyone to the table
right
around this food. And I think even by, you know, certainly there are vegetarians that, you know, need to be putting vegetables in the center of their plate and balance it with other ingredients. For me, it's so important that we all put vegetables in the center of
right
the plate. And I think in order to do that, we have to focus on flavor. We have to focus on ingredients in their prime. And, you know, you mentioned local. I think local is really important as well, at least to inspire our cooking with vegetables.
We couldn't be in a better place for that.
No, I mean, it's something that really struck me even before I moved here, and it was something that inspired me to move here, honestly, is our access to just absolutely incredible local produce. And, you know, the hardworking farmers in our area all around Central Ohio are growing absolutely incredible, delicious ingredients for us. Tons of different varieties for
more
us to enjoy.
Yeah.
More every year. And, you know, it takes our support of local in order to ensure that we have those varieties to work with and that we get to showcase on our plates. To me, that is so, so important. But we're lucky that we have access here to really special ingredients.
Kara Mangini is our guest this hour. We're offering her book as a thank you gift this hour. It is an extension of the conversation we're having today. If you enjoy listening to All Sides, but you especially enjoy shows we do about cooking, I know I do, then this is a great time to become a member. For $10 a month as a sustainer, you can get the book, The Vegetable Butcher. It's a beautiful hardcover, full-color, illustrated cookbook putting vegetables on the center of the plate instead of the side. The book includes more than 150 original and simple recipes that put the spotlight on vegetables in your meals. Become a member of 89.7 NPR News and get this great book as our way of saying thank you. Visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. From washing the veggies to storing them to what kind of knife to use, this book has it all. There are recipes and tips for everything from artichokes to zucchini and a helpful index in the back for quick referencing. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer and get this fantastic book. It couldn't be a better time of the year either. There's so much to cook. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And in the back of the book, just before the index, you have recipes by season.
That's one of my favorite. Yes, that's one of my favorite parts of the book. And I tell people at book signings or at Produce and Provisions when I'm in the store and talking to people about the book, it's one of my absolute favorite parts of the book. And it's the way that I use the book often. You basically can cook by season, and all right of the recipes are listed there. So spring into summer, summer into fall into winter. And, you know, the book is designed and organized by vegetable. So the goal there is that you can go to your favorite market, specialty grocer, to the farmer's market, or cook out of your CSA box and, you know, be inspired by a particular vegetable. Then look up that vegetable and there's everything you need to know, from how to select it, how to break it down, how to store it, and then how to cook with it. So there are sort of back pocket recipes that you can add to your repertoire.
Right.
And then there are more traditional recipes that really make vegetables the star of the show.
Here's a great example of a back pocket one. Spaghetti squash with sage brown butter, lemon, hazelnuts, and parmesan. There are so many ways to trick that out. I mean, yes. Just so many ways.
Yes. And that's
the goal. I love that recipe.
That's the goal, is that you can, you know, take these recipes and make them your own. That once you get comfortable cooking with vegetables, that you can freestyle and take, you know, whatever herbs you have on hand or whatever nuts or grains, mm-hmm. Or even other vegetables that you can swap in and out.
Right.
That you're really learning the technique and how to handle each type of vegetable. And then from there, within a season, you can really cook with that time of year. And that's where that guide at the back of the book, Cooking with the Seasons, will really help as well. So if you're, you know, feeling now like you want to get into some summer, into fall into winter cooking, you want to take a look at that part of the book and get inspired.
I just continue to be riveted by the honey buttered parsnips and carrots with rosemary and thyme. I keep jumping to that. I haven't made that yet. I can't believe it, although I've made different variations on that theme.
Yeah, it's a classic. And I think, you know, that's something that was really important to me in deciding what recipes would go in the book. There's a good mix of those classics. Something, you know, everybody should have that, you know, classic roasted carrot and parsnip type recipe that you can use as a wonderful side dish, or you can turn that into a main meal mm-hmm. along with a grain and maybe a couple other roasted vegetables. And then, you know, there's some surprises in there too for that time of year, like maybe daikon cakes with a shredded carrot salad or a celery root pot pie, something that maybe you're not used to cooking all the time. But I think that's really well balanced with those classic recipes that you feel like you can rely on from season to season.
The chocolate avocado budino with cinnamon and sea salt, that's like a cross between a custard and a pudding.
Yes.
Is I right about that?
Yes. It's this wonderful thick custardy pudding, exactly, dessert that's wonderful. And the avocado makes it extra rich and delicious. And it's a really simple recipe that I love. I find that I make that around Valentine's Day a lot, sort of in the heart of winter when, you know, you're up for something a little more decadent.
So recipes by the season, they're spring into summer, summer into fall into winter, kind of covers the waterfront. If you have a question or comment for Kara Mangini, now is the time to call. Give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Maybe you already have this beautiful book and you have questions about it to ask Kara. Give us a call. Kara is executive chef and owner of Little Eater and author of the book, The Vegetable Butcher, How to Select, Prep, Slice, Dice, and Masterfully Cook Vegetables from Artichokes to Zucchini. She's our guest this hour of listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, All Sides with Ann Fisher. During the show, you hear conversations with interesting people like Kara, and those conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to a guest for an entire hour, like today. You hear experts in the studio. We bring you a show that is truly local. You only find that on public radio. So support the station you depend on at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Contribute at $10 a month as a sustainer and get the book, The Vegetable Butcher. The book includes a visual guide to cutting vegetables and more than 150 recipes. You can learn how to break down a butternut squash, how to properly peel a tomato, and how to find the meaty heart of an artichoke, and much more. Have you ever received a kohlrabi in your weekly farm share bag? Yes. And wondered, what the heck am I going to do with this? Well, wonder no more. This book is very user-friendly with helpful full-color photographs of the works in progress. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Kara Mangini, when you look back on this, what do you go to? Do you actually use the book?
I do.
Okay.
Let me tell you, it's pretty awesome to have a collection of your own recipes written down. You know, you're not looking around
to look through the index cards.
Yeah. You know, things you've scribbled and, you know, and put away in your kitchen. So I absolutely use it. And, you know, I love to cook by, you know, I'm inspired by recipes and, you know, read through recipes and then, you know, use those techniques that I've learned to and flavor combinations to play in the kitchen. It's the way that I like to cook. So it's nice to look back and be able to see, you know, how did I do that time?
Yeah.
And, you know, and then play. You know, I might change an ingredient from time to time. I know that the recipes work. That's what's really great, is to know that I've tested and retested and retested all of my own recipes. But it's, you know, it's nice to know that there's that solid foundation and trust that the recipe is really going to work. And then from there, I can play and make some changes.
You start each section with an info page on the vegetable, like Brussels sprouts. Mm-hmm. You talk about varieties to try, the selection, what they look like, how to store them, what they partner with.
Yeah, you know, it was
how
really
did you
important.
Come to that decision to do that way?
Yeah, it was really important to me that this book was both a resource and, you know, this and a guide and a selection of really inspiring recipes that would get people excited about getting into the kitchen and cooking with vegetables, and really proud to put vegetables at the center of the table for their families. So, you know, this intro page is really about education. It's about teaching people about all the, like you mentioned, the different varieties, different partners. You know, the ingredient partners are really important, because in order for us, you know, if the goal is for us to intuitively start to cook with vegetables, we need to know what are those other ingredients that pair really well, so that eventually you can just pull anything out of that farm box and cook with it. So that's really important. Selection and storage. You know, I think that there's a lot of anxiety that comes with cooking with produce, in addition to just a little bit of that, you know, it can feel a little bit unapproachable or intimidating to cook with vegetables. But, you know, the clock starts ticking the second you get fresh produce home. And I want to help to eliminate some of that. And I think by learning how to select and store, we can maybe minimize some of that. You know, if you select produce in its prime, hopefully you're going to gain that extra shelf life at home. You know, if you are passing over things with brown spots and wrinkling or shriveling or dry, you know, it's only going to last a couple of days when you get it home. So you want to pick things when they're looking really fresh, and then you want to store produce properly so that you can get a good long life out of it, so that you're not feeling every day like, oh, I've got that bunch of kale in the refrigerator, I got to get to it. But, you know, we have busy lives, and actually cooking with vegetables takes some time. And I think for us to really, you know, cook every day with produce, or when we are cooking, cook with produce, we have to minimize that anxiety, because it's not practical to think that we can do it every day at all the time. And, you know, we don't want to waste money, or we're not going to do it again, you know.
Exactly.
So we need those tips, I think, are extremely important so that we feel like we can revive some of those vegetables that are starting to perish in our vegetable drawer.
Thanks to Mary Finney and Worthington for your support. The number to call to show your support is 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Alsmary writes, I think it's one of the best local programs in the country. I just moved to the Columbus community, and I adore All Sides with Ann Fisher. Well, heck, Mary, I adore you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for showing your support, too. That's what everybody needs to do that can manage it. Not everybody can manage it. But for those of you out there listening right now who can, please show your support. 1-866-897-9678. It is our fall membership drive. And it's so great to have Kira Mangini back to talk about her beautiful book, which is our thank you gift at the $10 a month membership level, or $120 as a one-time gift. There's lots to talk about with this book. There's never enough time. I never run out of things to ask about. If you have a question, you can give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Thanks to Pragya and Al Carroll in Reynoldsburg for your support. They write, both of us are avid 89.7 NPR news listeners. As soon as our children are dropped off, I switch from happy children's songs to 89.7. Along with local programming, I love listening to BBC World Service. It still sounds just like we heard it on the AM radios back when we were in Kathmandu, Nepal. To me, that sounds more like news. I like to consume news with more of a global view because it feels more relatable. Thank you. We are happy to be first-time donors. Thank you so much. I love it. And I love BBC World News for exactly the same reasons. I've never been to Kathmandu. I don't know what it sounds like there, but it is the same sort of comforting to know that wherever you go, BBC is going to have that same feel. And it's the same thing with NPR, 89.7 NPR News. Thanks to Susan Zelenka and Iris Wiley in Columbus for your support. Again, the number to call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. We have a volunteer zucchini plant. It's coming out of my quince bushes, of all places.
I love it.
And the only thing I can think of is that a bird dropped a zucchini seed somewhere, because I don't grow zucchinis.
It's a little gift.
I have volunteer tomato plants all over the place, but it was all just male fruit. So it's just the blossoms. Until now, we just had our first female fruit emerge, and who knows if there'll be enough time for it to grow. But talk about using the blossoms. I had a friend visiting recently who has cooked zucchini blossoms. How does it work? What do you do? There's a recipe in the book.
Yes, there is a recipe in the book for zucchini blossoms.
And how big can they be?
They actually can get quite,
quite mine
large.
Are really big.
Yeah. They are just a wonderful, really special ingredient. And, you know, if you're lucky enough to have a zucchini plant, that's the way to be able to enjoy the squash blossoms, because they're so perishable.
Yeah.
Really, they're expensive. Another good way to do it would be to ask, you know, your zucchini farmer to pick some of the blossoms for you, and they'll pick them that morning before coming to the market.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, they're tough to get because they're so perishable.
I have a bunch of them, and I got to figure out how do you cook them.
Well, so a couple things. So one thing that I love to do is really just to tear them, and you can just use the tips of your fingers with a little bit of olive oil, salt, and pepper, and toss them into a salad.
Okay.
Just absolutely beautiful and delicious. I think they make a really beautiful topping for a crostini, so maybe doing like whipped ricotta or feta with a drizzle of olive oil and sea salt, and then zucchini flowers.
Chop them up a little
bit? I would just tear them with your fingers.
Okay.
They're so delicate.
Yeah.
Would be lovely. You can put them on top, garnish a pizza with it, or toss it with pasta. Toss them with pasta.
Oh, yes.
Would be wonderful. And then, of course, you know, something really classic in the recipe in the book is for stuffed squash blossoms. So there you want to, I do a mixture of goat cheese and all different summer herbs. You can use whatever you have on hand. And then you just lightly dip them in a really nice batter, and then pan fry them, and they get crispy and delicious, and you just cut into them with a fork and knife, and something that's so delicate becomes something you can really dig into, and is hearty and delicious, and just a really special ingredient of the summer months.
Yeah, it's a total gift.
It is. It is. And they're so beautiful. So I encourage people, and stuffing them is really classic, but I encourage people just to use them as a garnish, because they're really beautiful and delicious.
We have an email from Greg. Any suggestions for endives? They're awfully bitter. Is that how
Yeah, endive. Yeah. Endive is, you know, I think that bitter flavor is sort of missing from our diets. And I think it's a really unique flavor profile that when you mix it with other greens, certainly, and a really flavorful vinaigrette.
Don't overdo it.
Yeah.
Just it's like kind of almost as an accent.
Yeah, as an accent flavor. It's delicious. You know, so classically, you could toss it with some arugula and radicchio and a really nice garlicky vinaigrette, maybe add a little bit of honey or maple syrup into the vinaigrette to balance out that bitterness, mm-hmm. add a little bit of sweetness. Shaved Parmesan in there would be wonderful. But I really like to cook the endive a bit. So you can grill it, and it brings out a little bit of sweetness in it. There's a wonderful recipe in the book for a pear chutney, essentially, with rosemary and brandy. And then you can make a wonderful hors d'oeuvre where you basically stuff the endive with a little bit of soft cheese, and then put a, you know, seasonal fruit jam essentially in the center. It makes a really delicious appetizer. Really nice at the holidays.
Sorrel's another bitter leaf that you know, a little bit goes a long way, but it's nice to have it and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it adds a nice accent of sort of a lemony flavor,
yeah,
which is wonderful. And I think those, you know, those types of greens really add a flavor profile that we're missing. And to your point, it's a nice accent, I think, to your cooking.
I haven't tried the recipe yet, but there's in the book one, it's a sorrel and split pea soup.
Yes.
And that sounded really interesting.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I think that's what split pea could use is a little bite.
Yeah, a little bite. And it adds also this little, it's like this wonderful little lemony accent as well. But that's a great recipe as well. I forget about these recipes and you bring them back to me. Yes, I got to make that one.
Yeah.
I got to make that one sometime soon.
Thanks to Deborah and Kevin Tai in Columbus for your support of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. If you want to show your support right now, remember it is listener supported 89.7 NPR News. And you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. Joining us this morning is Kara Mangini with our thank you gifts for this hour. The book, The Vegetable Butcher, How to Select, Prep, Slice, Dice, and Masterfully Cook Vegetables from Artichokes to Zucchini. Contribute $10 a month as a sustainer and get this beautiful book. Your $10 a month gift can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. In this cookbook, you find 150 recipes, lots of detailed instructions on how to properly prepare a variety of vegetables. There are so many great recipes in this book, including honeyed eggplant and polenta cake, rutabaga and apple cardamom pie, a mushroom miso soup, roasted sweet potatoes, and much more. Get this great book and support public radio. That's $10 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And thank you to Barbara Reardon in Worthington for your pledge of support today. We appreciate it. It matters a lot to us. It means a lot to us to show that support. It's kind of a vote of confidence in what we're doing and what we bring to you every day. Now, pumpkin, another squash, isn't exactly a vegetable. It's a large berry.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fruit, essentially.
Because it has seeds.
Yes, but it's, you know, and for the sake of the book, and certainly as, you know, we use it both in sweet things, but it's wonderful in savory things.
Yes.
And we certainly consider it a vegetable. It's obviously, it's that time of year.
Yep, the pie pumpkins are in the grocery stores now.
And, you know, there's so much to do with all the different varieties. We were talking about the incredible farmers in central Ohio and the varieties of winter squashes that we have access to now is really remarkable.
Yeah.
And I would encourage people, certainly, you know, pie pumpkins, first of all, is, you know, definitely use pie pumpkins, you know, roast that squash and, you know, pull out the flesh and use it for your baking. Certainly canned pumpkin is really easy and it's delicious and easy. But, you know, you can get you can yield a lot of that wonderful flesh and use it, freeze it and use it throughout the winter months in your baking. But I'd really recommend trying all different types of squashes.
Right.
You get different textures and different flavors. Certainly in your savory cooking, some of my favorites, I love delicata squash, mm-hmm, is one of my favorites. And that's one that has just come out.
That's the multicolored.
Yes, it's striped. It's,
yeah,
sort of, it looks like it's a cylindrical squash, a little bit larger than a zucchini. And I love it because the skins are really thin, so you don't have to peel them.
Yeah, I was surprised at that.
Yeah, I'm all for anything that's going to, you,
yeah,
know, get dinner on the table.
Easy.
Faster.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and, you know, the skin gets nice and crispy and really delicious. So all you have to do is cut that lengthwise down the center. Just take a soup spoon and scoop out the seeds. Really simple. And then cut them into half moons. And, you know, from there, you can do a ton of things. In the book, I recommend doing a fall farmer's market taco where, you know, you can use this delicata squash and sweet potatoes and, but, you know, it pairs really well with quinoa and kale. You can stuff it. It's really delicious. But, you know, now is the time of year. It's exciting what's about to happen here. We're at the height of harvest. And all of those winter squashes are starting to come in. The butternut squashes and some of the tougher skin squashes will be going through a curing process now to really dry them out. And so we can store them through the winter months.
What's the curing process like?
So our farmers essentially, when they're ready to harvest, they bring them into an area where there's in a cool, dry area where air can circulate around them. And it prevents mold over time and hardens their skins and, you know, allows us to keep them for a long time.
I've kept some winter squash shockingly long times before.
It's amazing. You know, it a lot of vegetables can last for quite a while. Winter squashes, rutabagas, even kohlrabi and cabbage. And
well, carrots. I mean, depending on what you're going to do with them.
Absolutely. You know, there are certain vegetables, you know, when right now you want to use these vegetables in their prime and you can use them to really show off their this flavor as they are, you know, at a younger stage. But as you store them and as they mature, you know, you do your roasting, cooking into the winter months, you can keep some of these root vegetables for months, which is, you know, really cool. And you can stay local and keep supporting your farmers through the winter months.
I had some purple, white and orange carrots that just I didn't get to them. By the time I got around to them, they were a little kind of little limp.
Yeah.
And I just chopped them up, tossed them with some olive oil, salt and pepper, and roasted them. And I just kind of ate them, snacked on them.
And they were great, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were fantastic. I was perfectly happy. You can do that with so many different kinds of vegetables. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support. We have about 23 minutes left. We're looking for 15 calls before the end of the hour. Remember, locally run, locally programmed, 89.7 NPR News exists to make sure that everyone in our wonderful corner of Ohio has access to vital news and information with locally focused programs such as All Sides with Ann Fisher. 89.7 NPR News addresses issues that impact our community at local, regional, and national levels. It's valuable radio, but it relies on your donations to keep it on the air. So please give now at WOSU.org or by phone at 1-866-897-9678. Speaking of local, my guest this hour is Kara Mangini. She is, we're talking about her cookbook, The Vegetable Butcher, How to Select, Prep, Slice, and Dice, and masterfully cook vegetables from artichokes to zucchini. We've talked about the book before, but it's so depthful. There's so much more to say about it. Kara Mangini is an executive chef and owner of Little Eater. That's in the North Market. Now, you have another store opening up soon, I hope?
Yes.
Okay.
It's very exciting.
What's the news?
So we will be opening in October. So next month, we're really, really excited. It's been a very long process. We've been working so hard. The whole Little Eater team has been involved. They are incredible and working morning, noon, and night to open the doors. And we can't wait to open the doors.
Where's it going to be?
It will be in Clintonville. It's just south of Henderson. And we're busy now hiring and, you know, putting the finishing touches, waiting on a few construction things to get fixed before we can open the doors. But it's absolutely beautiful. And, you know, it's been a vision from the beginning. Even when the North Market location was built, we had this, you know, full freestanding restaurant in our minds, and it's really exciting to see it come to life.
What's it going to be like? How big is it going to be? Cafeterias? I mean, is it going to be serve yourself, or how's it going to work?
So the service style is you will go up to a counter and order. Our team will help you mix and match vegetables across the menu. And then you will find a seat, sit down with your food. You know, we've really tried to elevate the experience. It's a really beautiful place that we hope people will come in and stay a while. Eventually, we'll be adding wine and beer. We think these ingredients deserve, you know, a beautiful environment and a glass of wine at a certain point. But I think people will be excited about, you know, what we've done and, you know, and evolved the menu some. But, you know, at its core, it's the same. It's all about local vegetables and about putting vegetables front and center and focusing on flavor and abundance. It's not about sacrifice or obligation.
No, not at all.
It's about celebrating the seasons. And our goal with, you know, both at the market and at this new location in Clintonville is to connect our guests to every moment of the year. You know, you should be able to, the menu really reflects exactly what's coming out of the ground. And, you know, I believe that there's a lot of joy in anticipating the seasons. And, you know, we sort of mark the year by these moments, by these, you know, these tastes coming out of the ground. And that's the goal, for people to feel that excitement when they come through the door and when they dine with us.
Thanks to Gina Mortley and Centerburg for your support. 14 calls left and just about 19 minutes to go. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Now, I mentioned Kara Mangini. She's an executive chef and owner of Little Eater and author of the book, The Vegetable Butcher, How to Select, Prep, Slice, Dice, and Masterfully Cook Vegetables from Artichokes to Zucchini. That means she knows just about everything you need to know about vegetables. So if you have a question about how to cook a vegetable, give us a call. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. We want you to call with your questions. Cabbage seems to be around year round. It's never hard to find. Is fall the real season for cabbage, though, in Central Ohio?
Yeah, it's a great season for cabbage. The thing is that cabbage stores for a very long time.
Yeah.
So it's something that you see year-round because it just lasts and lasts. You can sort of peel back the layers and still have this really fresh, delicious cabbage. So fall is when you see a bunch of different varieties, which is really exciting. I really recommend cooking with it. It's really inexpensive. A little bit goes a long way. There's a great recipe in the book for just melted cabbage on toast with cheddar, and it pairs so well with any of the fall soups like cauliflower and fennel soup or roasted tomato soup. I love that recipe. I also love, there's an apple fennel slaw, which you'll be seeing at the restaurant as we get further into fall. But it's one that I share in the book, and it's always been a favorite. It's an apple fennel slaw with green cabbage and a yogurt curry dressing.
Yummy.
Really good. But, you know, there's so many different, you know, you can use it raw and cooked.
I prefer it over lettuce on like tacos now because it's got the crunch that'll hold up.
It is. It's so great as a garnish, obviously, for tacos.
Yeah.
And it's great mixed into a lettuce mix as well. It adds a lot of texture and some bulk to a salad. So I recommend that as well. And in addition to replacing it, it adds really nicely to a lettuce mix.
Thanks to Judith Anderson in Dublin for your support. 13 calls left to go in just about 17 minutes. Make that call right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and tell us that you care about what you're listening to every single day. Butternut squash, again, it's another winter squash. It's a hard skin. It's not something, the skin you usually want to peel off. I usually just cut them in half and roast them.
Yeah, that's a great way. You know, any of the tougher skin squashes, you know, if you can just get even some that are really tough to peel and cut that skin away, you can just lightly roast it and then cool it and then peel the skin off and then roast it.
Yeah.
That'll help to sort of loosen the skins a bit. But yeah, I mean, a great way if you're going to just use the flesh in, let's say, a soup or in a puree of some kind, you can just have the squash and then roast it with the skin side down and then scoop out that sweet flesh from there. But, you know, they're step-by-step certainly in the book. Mm-hmm. Where you can use a vegetable peeler to peel butternut squash, but you can also use your chef's knife where you sort of cut the straight neck of the squash from the more bulbous end and then use your knife to peel the skin away. Find the flat surface.
Have a sharp knife.
This is so important.
Do not execute with a dull knife.
It's so important to have a sharp knife and a really sturdy work surface. So I recommend a good size wood cutting board. It's more work to maintain a wood cutting board, but I think there's nothing like sort of a sharp knife against that wood board. It supports all of your vegetable butchery to have that a good size board and one that's sturdy that's not going to slip out from under you. And it becomes even more important this time of year having a sharp knife and a good size sturdy board because, you know, as we're getting into working with those winter squashes and root vegetables, you know, it can get dangerous. So you got to have a sharp knife. It's really important. And I think so many people sometimes it's not easy to make space for your cutting board in your kitchen. Mm-hmm. But having a good size, especially if you're putting vegetables in the center of the plate, you need to have some space to work. You know, accidents happen when you're just on that edge of your cutting board or using a small board. That's when, you know, something happens. So I really recommend getting a good size board.
And there's all kinds of recommendations for cutting boards in the book, as well as how to manage and maintain a good wood cutting board in the book, The Vegetable Butcher, How to Select, Prep, Slice, Dice, and Masterfully Cook Vegetables from Artichokes to Zucchini. Again, our gift to you today at the $10 a month or $120 single pledge level. Thanks to Holly Reed in Westerville for your support. We have about 15 minutes left and 12 calls to go. That's what we're shooting for. 12 more calls to go. 1-866-897-9678. Dan in Clintonville, you're on the air with Kara Mangini. Hi, Dan.
Hi there. I was hearing about the pumpkins earlier, and I'm wondering about pumpkin seeds. I think they're pretty nutritious. Do you have a way to separate them from the flesh and dry them out and that kind of thing, or do you not do that?
Yeah, a great question. So I actually, there's a couple different things. One is if you want to separate the flesh from the seeds, you can definitely soak them in water and start to pull them away. I think it makes it a little bit easier than struggling with trying to pull them out. I think it allows the seeds to separate a little bit easier. I actually really like to use the flesh, and you can almost make a brittle with the seeds and the flesh if you sort of work with it instead of against it. It works really well in particular with the delicata that I mentioned before, where the flesh, that stringy part of the flesh that's attached to the seeds, you can toss it with some olive oil, salt and pepper. Cumin is a really nice addition. You can play around with different ground spices. And then you spread it out in a thin layer on a parchment-lined sheet tray and then roast at a really low temperature until it gets really crispy. And
like low, meaning like around 200, 250?
Yeah, 250. Okay. And it becomes this brittle, essentially, almost like this cracker of seeds and flesh. And the flesh sort of binds the seeds together. And I love doing that.
And seeds are edible just as they are. You can crack them open and get the meat out of them. But
they're fine where you eat the outer shell as well.
Right.
Dan, this is the time of year to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you, Dan, for that. Thanks to Heather Rollins in Dublin for your support. That means Heather wrote, Anna's a great interviewer and mediator. I'm impressed with her ability to make people feel comfortable without taking sides. Thanks, Heather. You know, sometimes people ask me about that and I say, well, you know, that's what I do. So thank you very much for noticing, Heather. Sarah in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I have a question going kind of back to the bitter greens. Mm-hmm. I saw this beautiful arugula at the farmer's market this weekend, so I bought it. And I usually just use it, add it, toss it to salads. But I kind of wanted to get your spin on using it more as almost like you do like an herb, like in a type of making a spread or pesto or dressing with it. I have so much of it.
Oh, like so a pesto. Know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of an idea going along with that because it is really bitter and adds a nice taste. But I tried to do it last night, but I don't think I got the flavor meddling correct.
Yeah, that's really good. I think your thought process there is really smart. And, you know, arugula, in addition to being used raw in salads, you know, you certainly can use it like an herb to do an herb oil, or it's wonderful as a pesto. And okay. you can mix it with basil and other herbs, or you can do it on its own. You can definitely use a classic a classic pesto preparation
with pine nuts or with walnuts.
Mm-hmm. I think walnuts would be a great addition, or even pecans would work really well, or pistachios would work great. You definitely want a good amount of lemon when you're doing a pistachio pesto, or I'm sorry, a arugula pesto. A good amount of Parmesan in there. You might even want to put, if it's really too bitter for you, you can certainly put a little squeeze of honey to mellow it out a little bit. But I don't think it needs it. I think it's wonderful. If you serve it then maybe with something with roasted tomatoes, where you get that sweetness to balance the strength of the arugula pesto, I think that would be really great. Or maybe you did a pasta with roasted tomatoes, and your arugula pesto would be really nice. And then in terms of an oil, you can certainly do that. You know, it's great too. You might want to, it depends on the size of the arugula that you got, but more mature arugula, as it gets bigger, it gets stronger. And that goes with for any of the more bitter or stronger greens. So if you've gotten some leaves that are overgrown, you may want to saute it and cook with it to sort of mellow out some of its bite. So in that case, a really great preparation would be just simply with some garlic, lemon, olive oil. You could do a classic preparation that you might do with Swiss chard, where you add some currants and pine nuts to it as well, would be really nice. But, you know, if it starts to get too big, it will get sort of almost too strong, where you might want to consider a cooked preparation rather than something raw.
Sarah, thanks a lot for that call. Appreciate it. We have just about 8 minutes to go and 11 calls to go to show your support for 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. The number's 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. You know, public radio is community radio. That's why 89.7 NPR News brings you a show like this one. All Sides works hard to bring you shows every day that capture the news, politics, and cultural interests of our unique region. You know, Kira Mangini could just as easily be across the country, and I'd be talking with her about her cookbook right now if I was lucky enough to get her on the phone. Instead, we're really privileged to have her right here in the neighborhood, right here in Central Ohio, ready, willing, and able to come on the show, showing her support for 89.7 NPR News by appearing on the show, taking time out of her busy time. She's getting ready to open up a new restaurant. She runs another restaurant in Short North, and she has this beautiful cookbook that she has produced for all the rest of us who don't always get out a lot but love vegetables or want to make vegetables a larger part of our meal. The name of the book is The Vegetable Butcher: How to Select, Prep, Slice, Dice, and Masterfully Cook Vegetables from Artichokes to Zucchini. A little play on words there. Obviously, it's from A to Z, but it's all in there. So if what we do for you every day helps you understand Central Ohio just a bit more, with stories like Kira Mangini's, things that affect your life, your work, and your family, remember, all of this is because of you. We do it for you, but we do it because of you, because of your support. Please join it with your radio station and your local talk show. Make 89.7 NPR News, you know, become a member of 89.7 NPR News today. Go to WOSU.org or 1-866-897-9678. Again, the number's 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. It only takes a minute, really, just about 2 minutes, and that's all it takes out of your day. You listen because you treasure a vibrant and open-minded community where people are engaged, where people work together to make Central Ohio a great place to live. That's why this station is dedicated to a two-hour daily local show such as All Sides. Not every community has this. Be aware of that. There are very few communities that have a two-hour live show. We're here for Columbus, Powell, Grove City, Pickerington, and beyond. Coast to coast, really. Stand behind the service you care about and rely on. There is a difference between a station that just gets by and one that's the centerpiece of a vibrant civic community like ours. And that difference is you and your support. We have about 5 minutes left. Go online to WOSU.org. Or call 1-866-897-9678. 1-866-897-9678. And Dick in, is it Baton with a B, Beach?
Yes.
Where is that?
Right on Fairfield Beach at the outside part of it.
Okay.
It's a subdivision of Fairfield Beach.
It's a subdivision of Baton?
Fairfield Beach is a community on the south side of Buckeye Lake.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Okay. Well, go ahead. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Do you have any tricks for separating the meat from black walnuts?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, that is not some, that is not my strength. I don't know that I have a special trick for that one. You've stumped me here.
That's a tough one though,
yeah,
black walnuts. Yeah, because it's bitter.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't know that I have one for you. Do you ever work with a man?
No, but I'm going to put the question out on Facebook and see if anybody responds. Okay, Dick?
All right, thank you very
much. All right,
much.
You bet. Yeah, I usually get, them pre-shocked.
Yeah, I have to say I do. I do too. I'm focused on the vegetables here, but that's one I'm going to have to get my hands on so I can give a tip next time.
Black walnuts are central. They're local. I mean, yeah, they're all over the place and they're underutilized probably, but it's because they are tough.
They are tricky.
Yeah.
I've been in Ohio now 5 years. I got to get my hands on some black walnuts I'll get back to you on
that. Another sort of bitter component that can sweeten up banana bread like nothing else.
Oh, they're delicious.
Yeah, that kind of a thing. We just have about 3.5 minutes left to go. If you have a question or comment for Kara Mangini, my guest, I'll take one or two more calls. 614-292-8513 is the number. Thanks to Lori and Beryl Ozer in Upper Arlington. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News. Do you have a favorite? Do you have something you wait all year to do? Or really want to do it, you do it anyways if you can find it?
Yeah, no, I always, you know, my favorite's always that thing that's just coming into season.
Yeah.
So right now I'm really excited to cook with squashes.
Yeah.
And, you know, the turnips are starting to come out. But yeah, no, it's that thing that sort of signifies the season to me that, you know, by the end of the season, you just can't wait to you know, not eat it.
Move on to the next season.
On to the next. But, you know, this is the time of year where you're just kind of hanging on to tomatoes and to zucchini and eggplant. But you're so excited to start working with, you know, delicata. The second those come into our kitchen, we can't wait. Because it's, you know, it's a sign of everything to come.
Yeah.
And right now that means, you know, the local cauliflower and yeah, broccoli is on the way and kale is just coming out. And, you know, it's that time to really start cooking. And that's exciting to me.
I'm just looking forward to this sauteed kale or Swiss chard or spinach, something like that. And then the roasted squashes, all different kinds, and then maybe some caramelized onions, and then maybe
beets.
some beets, and then maybe a couple of poached eggs on top of the whole thing. And
delicious.
Yum. Yum.
And there's so much great baking to do with vegetables this time of year, too. And not just pumpkins. You know, so many of the root vegetables really add, I think, to our baking this time of year. So rutabaga and beets and sweet potatoes and, you know, of course, our winter squashes. So
much.
Yeah. It's time to get cooking. It's exciting. You know, that weather just starts to change slightly. It's getting darker a little earlier. And I think, you know, it's time to get cooking.
Kara Mangini, thank you so much for kicking off the season with us this year.
Thank you for having me, as always.
Kara Mangini, executive chef and owner of Little Eater and author of the book The Vegetable Butcher, How to Select, Prep, Slice, Dice, and Masterfully Cook Vegetables from Artichokes to Zucchini. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus, online at WOSU.org. It's a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News. It's global. It's local. It's all about you. We have 1 minute left. It's going on 1 minute left. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. Remember, public radio is community radio. That's why we bring you shows like this one. Give us a call right now at 1-866-897-9678. Help out those volunteers that have donated their time today to take your calls. Real Central Ohioans, just two walls away. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Show your support for the show you listen to every day for the radio station you love. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Thanks so much for all your support, and thanks more than anything for listening. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.